AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, we're back at the arena in Binghamton, second game of the day on the radio. It's our Butler Auto pregame show. We won't have much of a pregame show here because the quick turnaround between the Cooperstown and Moravia game, in case you're just tuning in, Cooperstown boys, their first loss of the season, comes at the hands of Moravia, 55-48. And now it'll be our state quarterfinal between Section 4 champion Morris taking on Sackett Harbor from Section 3. Morris, their first sectional title win since 1975. So again, it is the Butler Auto pregame show here at the arena. A huge thank you to Butler for all their support. Of course, they have the area's biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles on their lot on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. We're going to pause for the national anthem. We'll be back on WCDO.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm checking out the vehicles on ButlerAutoSales.com. Tommy's car is on its last legs, and we can't justify the repair costs. So with his tax refund, there should be enough for a down payment.
It's so hard for young people to build credit these days.
No kidding. I'm hoping with a decent down payment from his tax refund and his 3 years of steady employment at the plant, he'll be able to get an affordable car loan payment.
Well, ButlerAutoSales.com is the right place. They have one of the biggest selections of late model pre-owned vehicles in the Tri-County area to choose from. And more importantly for Tommy, they specialize in getting people financed.
Yeah, that's true. And I heard they guarantee a minimum of $1,000 toward any trade-in, no matter the condition.
Well, good luck finding a vehicle. You're certainly in the right place. And don't forget, Tommy can also apply for credit right on their website.
I know. I'm just happy Tommy's tax refund will be put to good use this year.
Butler Auto Sales, with over 160 vehicles on Route 7 Riverside, Sydney. See them all at butlerautosales.com.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, welcome back again. Our Butler Auto pregame show as we get you set for the Class B game between Morris and Sackett Harbor. Of course, at Butler Auto Sale, it's their goal to never lose a customer over price. Everyone at Butler wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in today's game. Of course, we'll be recognizing all our special sponsors throughout our fourth and final game of the weekend here. Again, Morris and Sackett Harbor. Coach is going to have the Sackett Harbor starting lineup here for the Patriots, who come in with a record of 19-4.
So for the Patriots, we have senior number 0, Marcus Castine. Sophomore number 1, Spencer Oliva. Senior number 4, Dylan Aubert. Senior number 5, Jake Peters. And senior number 15, Ethan Tracy. And the Patriots are coached by Dale Phillips and Jeff Robbins.
On the other side for head coach Jerry Joy and the Morris Mustangs, again, first time that they have won Section 4 since 1975, 50 years for the Mustangs, so awesome for them to be here. They start with junior number 2, Rylan Boss, a junior number 3, Ryan Murphy, a junior number 5, Ty Turner, a senior number 11, Levi Waffle, and a junior number 13, Carter Swayer. And so, you know, if you look at Sackett Harbor, 23.1 points per game for Marcus Castine. And on the other side for Morris, they are obviously led by Ryan Murphy, who's the top scorer in the area, the WCDO Nate Lull coverage area for the Mustangs, as well as Carter Swayer, who averages right around 20 a game as well. So it's going to be interesting to see. You get to the Class D level sometimes, as you well know, Coach, you have that one guy on your team that can score in bunches. But again, I think interesting venue for this, for these small school teams. How do they handle being here at the arena? For Morris, this is brand new. They have not had an experience like that. What would you tell your GMU guys right down the road from Morris if you were sitting here at the arena in Binghamton?
You kind of got to go to the Hoosiers movie and, you know, hey, the rim's 10 feet, just like it is back home in Morris. The lines are exactly the same, just that the court's a little longer. That's it. And then you just have to play like you're playing in your home gym or playing in the in the court that's in the parking lot there at Morris Central School. So should be interesting contest between the two schools.
Winner of this game will advance to the New York State Class D boys basketball semifinals. That game will be on Friday, right back here at the arena at 11:45 a.m. If Morris wins today, they would take on Panama from Section 6. I think a lot of people in the WCDO listening area know Panama. They have had great boys sports, great girls sports. We've run into them at states and volleyball and girls basketball and football. So Panama, a classic Class D side school from Section 6. So the winner today will get Panama at 11:45 a.m. next Friday. And just to pass along, Moravia boys will be playing back here at the arena at 3:15 p.m. on Friday against Honeyoy from Section 5. That's out in the Rochester area. So that is who Moravia boys will get in the next round, and I'm tempted to come down and watch that one. So we'll see how Moravia does representing Section 4. So Morris is in the home white uniforms today, the royal blue trim. Getting set for today's ball game. Says Morris in blue lettering across the front of the uniform there. Sackett Harbor, the Patriots, are in the maroon uniforms with the gray and the white trim. So Sackett Harbor and white lettering, kind of a cursive across the front of the uniform there. So I think the first 2 to 3 minutes big here for Morris to try to set the tone and just hit a bucket, see one, get one to go through and kind of say, okay, we can do this.
The other thing to keep an eye on with Morris is, you know that their program motto is no gas, or all gas, no breaks. So if they're going to try to play that hard for four quarters on this big court, it'll be interesting to see how much gas they have left in the tank when it comes to the fourth quarter.
Morris was the 4 seed of the Section 4 Class D tournament. Knocked off number 1 seed Edmiston and then took down 3 seed Worcester in the championship game. Those games were over at SUNY Delhi, so they have played their last 2 games on a big court, but nothing like this here at the arena. So we'll jump it up. Levi Waffle will be jumping here for Morris as the Mustangs go right to left. Sackett Harbor left to right. And the opening tip got touched by neither individual, so we're going to come back and do it again. A lot of pressure on that official to toss that one up there. And Sackett Harbor is going to get the opening tip. They're going to try to go right to work, going again left to right.
Morris opens in a 2-3 zone.
Sackett Harbor directing traffic. Always fun when you get to see two teams that have never met, or at least in recent times have never met, as they'll feel each other out the first couple of minutes. Sackett Harbor to the left side. Dribble drive into the right corner now. Nice cut here for Sackett, and a good up and under bucket there for Dylan Albert.
Great patience, I thought, for Sackett Harbor on that first possession. The ball touched almost everybody's hands and went side to side at least 3 times.
And Morris really made him work. Here's Murphy going to take it to the interior, and a good opening bucket here for Ryan Murphy off the glass on a left baseline drive. 2-2 to score with 7:10 to go in this first period. So both teams get that early bucket. They get to see it go through. Sackett Harbor resetting on offense to the left side for Marcus Castine, their leading scorer. Straightaway three here for Sackett. Short off the front of the rim. Ball out of bounds. And looks like it's going to stay here with the Patriots. No, going back to the Mustangs. Overruled. Morris, as we talked about with Cooperstown, coach, loves to shoot from the outside. How will that play a factor here today? We'll see.
Yeah, a lot of points from Carter Swayers come from behind that three-point line, so it'll be interesting to see how he shoots today in this cavernous arena.
Inside pass here for the Mustangs. They'll work one out. Ryland Boss for a long three. Hits it. Ryland Boss from downtown, and Morris leads 5-2. 6.5 to go here in the first quarter. And the Patriots come across midcourt. Jackets going left to right. And they'll try to go to the high post. Castine available there, but they can't get it to him. And now a steal right in front of us, but Castine got it back. Castine stepping through. Kicks one out into the left corner. A three ball here is off the back of the rim, and Morris with another rebound. Here's Carter Swayer. Swayer in transition. We'll get one back here to Ryan Murphy. Murphy, little crossover. We'll pull it out. Murphy to the top of the arc. We'll feed one down low to the right corner through the hands of Levi Waffle. Out of bounds. Going back to Sackett Harbor. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And we're back. Mustang still leading Sackett Harbor 5-2. Make it 5-4 on a drive along the right baseline there for Dylan Aubert. Make it 5-4 with 5:10 to go here in the first quarter. The state quarterfinals here. Morris Mustangs on top by one. Murphy on the drive on the left side. Off the glass. Can't get it to go. Rebound here for Sackett Harbor and Marcus Castine. Castine down the left side, trying to go coast to coast, takes it all the way in, misses it off the front of the rim, rebound for the Mustangs, and they're looking to run. Murphy down the right side, gets stripped, it's out of bounds, going to stay here with the Mustangs, and all gas, no brakes, they're looking to run.
Yeah, but great hustle there by Sackett Harbor to get back. It looked like they were going to have a layup in transition. Missed. Swayer got the rebound, threw it way down court to Murphy, and Sackett Harbor hustled back to knock it off, knock it out of bounds without allowing the layup attempt.
Murphy on the left side will now go to Ryland Boss. Back to Murphy. Wants to step in for a three. Murphy too strong. Rebound is picked up here by Sackett Harbor. Boy, it looks like maybe they almost got away with a double dribble there.
I don't think there was any almost about.
4.5 to go here in the first quarter. Mustangs 5, Patriots 4. Sackett Harbor to the left side. Good start to this one here in the Class D quarterfinals. That was Steele. Morris has got it. And coming in transition, here's Murphy off a top angle, and he's able to score. Ryan Murphy up and over his head, and Morris leads 7-4. Sackett's back down the floor, coming across the midcourt timeline, directing some traffic. Here's Spencer Oliva to the far side, now for Jake Peters. We'll work it back out. Patriots to the near side. They think about a three. They pull it and hit. Three ball here for Dylan Aubert. He has all 7 of Sackett's points.
Yeah, he looks very comfortable out there.
And we're tied at 7 apiece here between the Mustangs and the Patriots in this New York State Class D boys basketball quarterfinal contest here at the Broome County Arena. And a steal now by Sackett as Morris tried to go to the high post. Castine will bring it down. Tried to get one off the glass. No. Second chance for Sackett. Also no good. And Morris got a rebound, but he had his heels on the line here, Carter Swayer. And so it's going to stay with Sackett. 3.5 to go in the first. We're tied 7-7. Some of our special sponsors today include the Gatehouse Coffee Shop and Mercantile of Morris. Of course, Clark Sports Center of Cooperstown, Circle of Life Ambulette of Hobart, and Colonial Ridge Golf Course in Lawrence. Thank you for their support, helping us to be here today. Sackett Harbor has it. Here's Castine with a travel. And it's going to go back to Morris. And so far, it seems like a pretty even matchup between the two, Coach.
Yeah, I would say pretty even. Both teams have kind of settled in here offensively, and they're kind of doing their thing. So Sackett Harbor's playing all man-to-man, it looks like, and Morris is playing that 2-3 zone. So contrasting styles, but so far a good game.
Nate Lowe and Greg Bonskowski with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Murphy off a screen to the right elbow, and he hits. And Murphy's got 6, and Morris leads 9-7. Sackett's back down the floor again in the maroon with the gray and white trim. And now we got a foul on Morris with the high post. And Aubert was going to the rim, got hacked down the arm. Foul's going to be on Ryland Boss. So Sackett has it on the baseline underneath the hoop. And we're going to reset the shot clock here with 3:03 to go in this first quarter. Nice Morris crowd on hand. As Sackett gets it in, and a little up and under shot there from Marcus Castine. And that's his first bucket here this afternoon. With 2:50 to go in the first quarter, we're tied at 9 between Morris and Sackett Harbor. Murphy across the midcourt timeline, left side. Murphy dribbles into the left corner. Little spin move, gets around his man, double teamed, has to get it out of there, and feeds one back here to Ty Turner. They skip it across. Ryland Boss, another three for Morris. Falling away, can't get that to go, and a rebound here for Sackett Harbor. And now we got a traveling violation on Sackett in the backcourt. It almost looked like he got tripped up there, Jake Peters, before he could throw it away. Ty Turner to the bench, and Jake Johnson's going to come in here for MCS. Thanks for listening here today. Excited to be here for this doubleheader. Cooperstown falling to Moravia earlier today. First loss of the season for Cooperstown, and now Morris against Sackett Harbor. A full day of Section 4 versus Section 3. There's Murphy looking for a screen. He's immediately double-teamed. Goes for Jake Johnson. His shot is blocked, and we got a foul at the right elbow. And Jake Johnson's going to go to the line here. We haven't even seen Carter Sawyer shoot yet, have we, Coach?
No, he really hasn't touched the ball on the offensive end of the floor. So I don't know if that's just a happenstance of the way the possessions have gone, or is that Sackett Harbor saying, hey, we're not going to let you touch the ball. I think it's a little bit more of the first rather than the second.
I agree. And the first shot at the line is up and good for Jake Johnson. We'll have to keep an eye on this end of the floor, which when Morris is going right to left, there was some slips and falls in that Cooperstown game. I haven't seen anything really yet, but I just saw Sawyer come over to the bench and kind of clean off his shoes with a towel. Johnson goes 2 out of 2.
I think they might have a wet towel over there on the side.
So it's 11-9. Morris on top of Sackett Harbor here with 2:15 to go in the first quarter. Sackett taking it to the interior here with Jake Peters into the right corner. They'll pull it back out. Directing traffic. Patriots have it right side. They thought about a three, didn't pull the trigger. Now a straightaway three is off the back of the rim. Sackett with a rebound. Castine is fouled underneath after it went out of bounds. With 1:57 to go in the first, Morris 11, Sackett Harbor 9.
And I will say, when I went over to find out Sackett Harbor pronunciation, I did walk on the court, and it is a little slick.
Sackett Harbor on the baseline. They'll work it in. Corner three, pump fake, stepping in, off the back of the rim again. Castine with a hanging little tip, but it wouldn't go. Waffle fighting for that rebound, but Sackett was able to rip it away and get another possession out of it. With a minute 45 to go here in this first quarter. They got a fresh shot clock to work with. They try a three from the right side. That's off the mark. Another rebound for the Patriots. They keep it alive. Third chance on this possession, and finally they cash in with Castine, a hanging jumper in the paint.
A nice little spin move there to get separation so he could get that shot off.
We're tied at 11 with 1:20 to go in the first quarter. Murphy at the top of the arc. Comes off a screen. Murphy with a straightaway three for Morris. In and out. Waffle with a rebound. He puts it up. Hits the shot and he's fouled. Levi Waffle is fouled as he puts that up. Hits it and he's going to the line. We've talked about all weekend. How can the supporting cast support each of these teams that we're following? So far, the Morris supporting cast has stepped up real nicely.
Yeah, they have. That was a big offensive rebound there and a put-back opportunity for the old-fashioned three-point play here for Waffle.
Waffle to the line, and he hits the foul shot. And so that makes it Morris 14, Sackett Harbor 11, with 1:15 to go here in the first quarter. And so Sackett Harbor will walk it down in this New York State Class D quarterfinal. Winner goes to the Final Four. She'll be back here at the arena next Friday. Mustangs 14, Patriots 11. Into the corner, Castine tries a three of his own and hits it, and Castine's got 7. As he's starting to heat up and tie this game up for Sackett Harbor with 55 seconds to go first quarter. Murphy in transition into the paint, and they're going to say it's a traveling violation here on Murphy going back to the Patriots for Sackett Harbor.
And I thought that was a good call. He tried to split a double team there, like a trap, and he just took one extra step. So good defense by Sackett Harbor. Nice call by the official.
Sackett's across midcourt with 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. And the Patriots will swing it to the far side for Castine. Morris still sitting in their 2-3 zone. It's been pretty active. They've subbed in Mark Hoyt to try to be a bigger guy in the middle there. Sackett to the right side as Sackett Harbor goes left to right. They go to Albert. Now back to Castine. Pump fake, gets into the paint, pull-up jumper for two. Off the back of the rim, rebound for Morris with 20 seconds to go first quarter. Here's Murphy in transition. Murphy will pull it out. Left side, Carter Sawyer. Three ball for Morris. Died on the front of the rim. Rebound for Sackett, and they're going to have 9 seconds to work with. Back down the right side of the floor. Into the right corner. Patriots find Castine. Pump fake, gets into the paint again. Off the glass, and can't get it to go, and that'll do it. First quarter in the books. We're tied 14 all between Morris and Sackett Harbor in the New York State Class D Regional Contest State Quarterfinals here on WCDO.
Hi. I'm Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery Enterprises. Excited to tell you that Waste Recovery Redemption is now open on Clifton Street in Unadilla. Drop off your refundable bottles and cans for quick cash. Groups and organizations can set up an account for fundraisers, and we also do bulk pickups and bottle drives. And if you've been wondering what to do with those personal papers you don't need anymore, bring them to Northeast Data Destruction for document and hard drive shredding. Both of these services available at 29 Clifton Street, Unadilla. Open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturdays 9 till 2.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumberyard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. We start the second quarter. We're tied at 14. Morris on their opening possession here in the second quarter. A missed shot by Murphy, but Swayer was right there to clean it up, and he gets his first basket. Morris leads 16-14. Sackett Harbor to the right side now, going left to right. Oliva passes to the interior. We got a foul on Morris. No, it's going to be a push-off here on Sackett Harbor on Dylan Albert, the senior. He was in the paint trying to create some space, and they say he pushed off.
That's his second.
And so it looks like he's going to have to come to the bench here, and he has been one of their leading scorers with 7 points along with Marcus Castine. So Morris will bring it down the floor, going right to left. Here is Murphy at midcourt. Looking to get a screen from Waffle. And he'll find Swayer, and we got a foul on Castine as Swayer was going to grab that ball. So the foul's starting to pile up a little bit here on Sackett. Some more of our special sponsors include the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, Waste Recovery Enterprises also of Sydney, and Houston and Benson Insurance in Delhi, as well as NBT Bank. Mustangs have it again, going right to left there in the white with the blue trim. Murphy back up near midcourt. Murphy holding on to it, directing traffic. Gets a screen from Waffle. Little pick and roll. They find Swayer in the corner for three. He nails it. Carter Swayer. And Morris is shooting like this is their home gym right now, leading 19-14. Sackett's into the paint, and they toss it up. And we got a charge taken by Levi Waffle. And everything, the wheel's falling off at the moment right now for Sackett Harbor. 6:50 to go here in the second quarter, and Morris leads 19-14. And Sackett's coaching staff frustrated with some of these calls here at the moment. Murphy will come across midcourt at the Veterans Memorial Arena, and the logo there here in Binghamton. 6:40 to go in this second quarter. Morris 19, Sackett Harbor 14. Murphy comes off the screen, steps in, floater for him, rattles in and out, and a rebound for Sackett Harbor. That was halfway down. Sackett's in transition to the left side. Little killer crossover. They'll pull it back out here. Sackett Harbor going left to right. And they'll reverse it to the top of the arc. Looking for Castine on that left side, but Murphy's been right there with him. And a three ball here from straight away by Spencer Oliva is good.
Yeah, big shot there.
Morris 19, Sackett Harbor 17 with 6:05 to go in the second quarter. Murphy at the top of the arc will pull it out. Setting up this play for Morris. And then we got a foul underneath on Morris for a little bit of a push-off.
Got an illegal screen up top on Waffle.
They've really been trying to use Waffle to set those screens to free up Murphy. That time he gets whistled for it. 6 minutes to go, second quarter. Morris 19, Sackett Harbor 17. Sackett Harbor back across midcourt, going left to right. And a little give and go here. Castine giving it back to Jake Peters. Castine, a little crossover dribble, gets to the interior and scores. Big bucket there for Marcus Castine, and he's got nine.
Yeah, he's a tough matchup for Morris. Looks very athletic, also knocked down a three earlier.
Slayer into the corner, finding Rylan Boss, and an air ball there for Boss. Murphy with a rebound. We got a traveling violation here on Murphy, so it's 19-19, 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Jonah Baldo is going to check in here for Morris, and Ty Turner to the bench for Coach Joy. So again, 19 all, 5.5 to go in the second quarter here on WCDO, and WCDOsports.com, our web stream, as always, brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union. Sackett Harbor, right corner three here for the Patriots. They try to retake the lead. A missed shot there. We got a foul underneath. Sackett's got the rebound and another whistle here on the Mustangs.
Really nice rebound there by Ethan Creasy. Came in from out of nowhere, got that board, and has the opportunity to get to the line here. Foul on Jonah Baldo from Morris, his first.
So stepping in here is Ethan Creasy for Sackett. And his first shot at the line is good for Ethan Creasy.
Nice response here by the Patriots. Looks like Morris was in control, but I think the Patriots are on a little bit of a 6-0 run, I believe.
Second shot is up and good here for Ethan Creasy. That makes it 21-19. Sackett Harbor retakes the lead after being down by about 6 there a minute ago. A good run here by the Patriots. And here's Swear in the paint. A tough leaning in jumper, and he hits it. And he's got up to 7 points. Makes it 21 all here between the Mustangs and the Patriots. Left side here for Sackett Harbor. And they get stripped at the high post. We got a foul, a reach in here on the Mustangs. So 4:45 to go here in the second quarter. Again, some more of our special sponsors here for our coverage yesterday and today. Appreciate their support. Faithful Friends Pet Crematory in Morris, Morabito Energy Products, and NYCM Insurance of Edmiston. So we're tied 21-all here between Sackett Harbor and Morris in the New York State Class D Boys Basketball Quarterfinals. Sackett underneath their own hoop. They try to get it in, and a steal by Murphy. And we got a foul here on Castine, I believe.
That's his second, so that's crazy asking what he did and why that was a foul, but he's going to have to go to the bench here with 4:42 with those two fouls.
So Albert out, and now Castine out with two fouls apiece. It's two big starters out right now for Sackett Harbor and a little bit of foul trouble.
And that's two of their leading scorers.
Yeah, Castine averaging 23.1 a game. So a little opportunity here for Morris with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Morris pulling it out. Swayer will reverse to the far side looking for Rylan Boss. Now back up to Swayer straight away. 4:20 to go here, second quarter. Shot clock coming down on 10. Murphy on the right side comes off the screen. Murphy absorbs some contact, steps back, tries a long three, missed it. Rebound for Morris. It never hit the rim, so they go inside for Hoyt, and his shot won't go. And finally, the Patriots have it, still tied at the 21. Morris had two good looks on that possession. They wouldn't go. And into the paint now for the Patriots. We got a reach-in foul here on Murphy. We're tied at 21 with 3:58 to go in the second quarter. So each team has four fouls apiece right now with just under 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Live from Vision Veterans Memorial Arena here in Binghamton. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. A nice blue crowd behind us here for the Mustangs today. Little shot underneath by Sackett Harbor. It won't go. And tipped out. Sackett keeps it alive. They go to the right corner. A three ball here for the Patriots. That's also no good. And a third chance here for Sackett Harbor. And a reach-in foul here on the Mustangs on Rylan Boss. But right now, Sackett's doing a great job on the glass.
Yeah, they're really doing a good job getting extra opportunities here at the offensive end.
3.5 to go here in the second quarter, and that's the 15th foul on Morris. So this is going to be sending Ethan Creasy back to the line here for the Sackett Harbor Patriots. So he'll be shooting two. So both teams digging into their benches a little bit here late in this second quarter, and the first shot is up and good for Ethan Creasy. Again, Morris has not won a sectional title since 1975. 50 years in the making for them to get here to the arena today. Pretty cool piece of history if you're an MCS fan. Second shot for Tracy is good. So Ethan Tracy goes 2 out of 2. He's got 4 points. Sackett Harbor retakes the lead, 23-21 over Morris with 3:25 to go in the second quarter. Right side down for the Mustangs. Murphy will pull it out. Comes off of a screen. Murphy into the right corner. We'll zip one back out for Carter Swayer. Swayer trying to establish some position on the right side. Tries to feed one through the defense. Baldo is there to grab it after it was tipped by Sackett Harbor. Back out to Murphy. Shot clock to 10. Game clock at 3:05. Murphy with a three off of a screen. Left it well short. It's an air ball. 3 seconds on the shot clock. It was blocked as Mark Hoyt came up with it. And finally Sackett will pull it down. So Morris had 2 looks there, but neither of them hit the rim on that possession. Sackett to the left side, going left to right. And a three ball here for the Patriots is too strong, and a rebound for Carter Swayer. Both teams have kind of gone cold, with Sackett Harbor leading 23-21. Swayer to the high post, and he gets tied up. We got a reach-in foul, it looks like, here on Sackett Harbor. But the Patriots leading Morris 23-21.
And surprising here, with the Patriots up 2 and 2.5 minutes to play, Castine and Aubert are at the table to check in, both with 2 fouls.
Boy, it seems like a risky move here, but the Patriots coaching staff going to roll the dice. That was the 15th foul on the Patriots, so Carter Swayer to the line now for the Mustangs, and his first shot is up and good. Swayer, after we said he was kind of quiet early, now with 8 points to lead the way for Morris. If it's you, Coach, do you keep those guys on the bench till halftime?
If I have the lead, yeah. I mean, if Morris starts to pull away and I'm down 6 or 8, and geez, I want to keep it a little closer before the half, but, I mean, right now you're up 1 with 2:30 to go.
2:37 to be exact.
I understand if they're on the court, they can score and do things that are productive and help you offensively. But if they're on the bench, they can't pick up that third foul.
So, again, a little break here between the shots by Swayer at the line because they're working on that paint area, bringing a couple of guys out to mop this down a little bit. We're only seeing at that end of the floor. Looking to our left, which is where Morris is shooting right now. Down here to our right, which is where Morris will be shooting in the second half. They don't seem to have a problem down here. It's just that end of the court. Swayer now will step in to take his second shot after that little delay to clean up the court. And second shot for Swayer, and it's a violation on Morris. He missed it anyways. Morris is going to take a timeout. 2:37 to go, second quarter. Sackett Harbor 23, Morris 22. We'll be back on WCDO.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have 3 accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. At Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin. Or visit Shendello.org. Member NCUA.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. WCDO.
After the 30-second timeout, Morris boys trailing by a point, 23-22. Late in the second quarter, 2:37 to go here at the arena in Binghamton. I'm Nate Lowe, joined here by Red Bonskowski. Thanks to all our special sponsors. We'll be talking more about that throughout today's contest. Sackett Harbor in the backcourt. I'll come across the midcourt timeline. Zipping one into the corner now. Pull-up jumper here for the Patriots is good for Spencer Oliva. And he's got 5 points. And Patriots open it up 25-22 here over Morris. Murphy will pull it back out. Up near midcourt. Murphy directing traffic. Calls out a new play. Murphy going to get a screen. Little roll off here for Carter Swayer. Swayer into the left corner. Now back to Murphy. 10 on the shot clock. 1:55 game clock. Murphy behind the back dribble. 6 on the shot clock. He's got to go. And we got a foul here on Morris as Murphy tried to come off the screen. Ty Turner's going to get whistled for that one.
Yeah, another moving screen. And you might wonder if you're listening out there, well, geez,
Sakis Harper's in the bonus, but you don't shoot on an offensive player control foul. So on a moving screen there, you don't shoot. So Sakis Harper with the ball, up three with about a minute 45 to go.
So Sakis Harper up 25-22, as Coach said, up by three. Pass to the interior. Levi Waffle is whistled for a reach-in foul, and things starting to pile up a little bit here on the Mustangs.
Yeah, that'll be his third, and it'll send Ethan Tracy to the line here for the Patriots.
So Tracy's been automatic from the line here for Sakis. Jonah Baldo's going to come back in for Levi Waffle as Ethan Tracy steps to the line, and his first shot is up and good. Thanks again to all our special sponsors. They help to help us get to these games, bring them to you back home if you couldn't be here. Clark Sports Center of Cooperstown, Colonial Ridge Golf Course in Lawrence, the Gatehouse Coffee Shop in Mercantile in Morris, and Chenango Memorial Hospital in Norwich. Tracy's second shot at the line, in and out. Castine with a rebound, and he'll pull it back out here for Sakis Harbor as they lead 26-22. Left side drive, dishing it off here, and they score. Dylan Albert.
Great pass by Spencer Oliva to find his partner on the other side of the lane there. Phenomenal pass.
Sakis Harbor 28, Morris 22. Mustangs need a bucket here late in the second quarter. Here's Murphy going to take it inside. His layup won't go. And we got a foul underneath. Sackett's got a rebound, and it's a foul on the Mustangs.
And that's going to be on Mark Hoyt, I believe, his first. He tried to go up there to get that rebound.
Solid take there by Murphy, just wouldn't go. And so we're going to walk back down to shoot some more free throws for Sakis Harbor. And Ethan Tracy back to the line again.
I think he's got a lease on that property at the free throw line there. He seemed to live there the whole half.
He has really been there a lot, and he's been very good at the line as he hits another.
I think he's going to have shot 8 free throws here in this first half. Am I right?
Yes, and he got 6 points all at the line. So now Sakis Harbor does take Castine and Albert back out. So the gamble paid off there.
Well, sometimes you get lucky when you roll the dice. Other times, not so much.
Basketball gods shining down on that move there for Sakis Harbor. And another foul shot here for Ethan Tracy.
Big minute here.
Sakis leads 30-22 with a minute to go in the second quarter.
Morris needs some points.
Mustangs at the top of the arc. Coming off the screen for Swayer. Swayer's got it now. Pumps one to the far side for Jake Johnson, and a traveling violation here on the Mustangs.
The Patriots are doing a nice job of getting Murphy to give up the ball without allowing penetration, so they're kind of neutralizing him here defensively in this first half.
Sakis across midcourt, going left to right with 45 seconds to go in the second quarter, and now the Patriots want to take a timeout. So we'll step away. Sakis Harbor 30, Morris 22. We'll be back on WCDL here in the state quarterfinals.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. 46 seconds to go before our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. Sakis Harbor is going to have it in the backcourt as they come across. Patriots setting it up. They'll go to the interior. Ethan Tracy on the baseline. Little turnaround shot, and he hit. Ethan Tracy for Sakis Harbor at 32-22.
Really nice move there. He kept his composure, spun out of the baseline where he had no angle to get it up for a shot, and made a nice fadeaway jumper.
Morris comes off the screen. They go into the corner for Swayer. So baseline drive for Swayer, and a traveling violation there. And Morris has gone cold here a little bit in this second quarter, especially in the second half of the second quarter. Sakis in the backcourt will look to bring it up the floor with 14 seconds left. And they're going to bring Castine
and Albert.
And Albert back in. Interesting move.
I see this one a little more than the one at 3 minutes to go, because this is an offensive possession. You're going to hold it to the last shot. So the chance of them picking up a foul pretty slim.
Sackett across midcourt. And a strip here by Morris. Swear is fouled at midcourt. It's on Tracy. Boy, if that had been Castine or Auburn, it would have been difficult. But this is going to send Swayer to the line and could give Morris a little bit of a jolt here if he could make these heading into the break.
The thing that's strange there, though, is you had Auburn and Castine just checked in, and neither one of them touched the ball on that possession.
So Swayer to the line here for the Mustangs. And his first shot at the line is short.
He didn't stay at the line there. He kind of faded back. That's why it was short. It was right on line, but it's important in big gyms like this to kind of hold your foul through there and see it all the way into that rim.
And so Slayer's going to step in for number two. And this one is good for Swayer. Swayer's got nine. And half-court heave for the Patriots online, but it's just a little short. So halftime here at the arena in Binghamton. It's Sackett's Harbor, 32, Morris, 23. In this state quarterfinal game, we'll have our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a little bit. Mustangs have some work to do here in the state quarterfinals when we come back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Spring is the time for new beginnings, and that includes your financial future. At SFCU, we're excited to help your kids grow with a youth account. Whether it's saving for a new game, a first car, or learning to manage money, a youth account makes it easy and fun to get started on the right path. Open a youth account today and watch your child bloom with confidence and financial know-how. Visit sfcuonline.org or stop by your nearest branch. At SFCU, we're here to help their future grow, one deposit at a time. Federally insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And with the arrival of spring, Barnard's has what you need for your lawn and garden, including vegetable and flower seeds, plant markers and starter kits, garden tools, rakes, hoses, grass seed, potting soil, weed blocker, and much more. The paint room is stocked with quality Valspar paints and exterior cabinet stains. Barnard's sells nails and screws by the pound, and they feature locally made Windy Acres maple syrup, maple mustard, and maple barbecue sauce, too. This spring, visit Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
And fishermen, Barnard's has fishing poles, line, lures, hooks, sinkers, tackle boxes, and more.
When it comes to protecting their homes, people will try almost anything. From deadbolts to security systems, fences to motion lights. Every little bit helps. But when it comes to protecting your home, nothing is more important than making sure you have the right amount of homeowners insurance. So talk to me, Scott Smith, your neighbor's insurance agent. Together, we can help you get the coverage you want and the discounts you deserve. Stop by Neighbor's Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or East Main Street in Oneonta for all your homeowner's insurance needs.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports. On WCDO.
Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, is open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Sunday and is a great place for family dining. Everyone will love $2 tacos on Taco Tuesdays, as well as 75-cent in-house wings on Wing Wednesdays. Every day is a great day to order chicken gyros or the Bobcat Burger. And check out the local high school sports wall of fame, featuring photos by Jason and Ricky McPherson. Come enjoy Jerry's iconic hometown atmosphere with a delicious, diverse diverse menu. 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge. Jerry's is celebrating March with the Reuben Sandwich, available all month long.
Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC. Police at the scene? Request RC. They'll know who you mean.
When these things happen, you need to call RC Sales Service and Towing. For over 40 years, RC has provided fast, friendly towing and wrecker service. Ralphie's the most experienced tow guy out there. But best of all, he's the nicest tow guy on the road. So when your vehicle won't go, just call RC for a tow. 563-9299. That's 563-9299. RC Sales Service and Towing is located on Route 7 in Sydney. Keep that number handy in your phone or glove box. 563-9299.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And it's time now for the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Morabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for nearly 100 years. You can call Morabito today at 607-563-HEAT. Keep your family warm this winter. Well, hopefully spring's right around the corner here, Coach. It's been warm the last few days. Do keep an eye on the weather this evening. I know there's a big rainstorm coming in, some possible thunderstorms, so keep an eye on that. We'll have our WCDO weather for you. But our halftime break, Sackett's Harbor 32, Morris 23. Sackett's with a nice kind of second half of that second quarter to pull away a little bit.
Yeah, I thought they got contributions from a lot of different players there in the second quarter. I thought Spencer Oliva made a couple nice plays. He knocked down a three, had a nice drive, then found one of his teammates cutting for a basket. And I also thought that Ethan Tracy was a big factor in that second quarter. Like we said, he lived at the free throw line. Then he made that nice turnaround jumper on the baseline. So Sackett Harbor got a lot of contributions there from a lot of different players in that second quarter. And most importantly, I think, with two of their key players on the bench.
Yeah, and you have Tracy with 9, Albert with 9, Castine with 9, and Oliva with 5. So great balance there for Sackett's as well. For Morris, 9 for Carter Swayer, 6 for Ryan Murphy, and then 3 apiece for Rylan Boss, Levi Waffle, and 2 for Jake Johnson. So Morris had that one little stretch where they were up 6 points, and it looked like they were going to pull away, at least in that moment. They looked like they were going on a nice little run, and then Sackett's got a stop, came back down, and really went on a run of their own to take the lead. So I thought that was a big turning point there early second quarter.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see if Morris comes out and tries to do something a little different defensively to try to slow down the Patriots, but also what changes do they make offensively, because the Patriots really seem to be forcing Ryan Murphy to give up that ball before he can penetrate, and then they're taking away the jump shot from Carter Swayer. So Morris is having a hard time getting some flow offensively into kind of a rhythm. So it'll be interesting to see what Coach Joy comes up with as adjustments here in the second half.
And again, the winner of this game will come back on Friday the 21st, this upcoming Friday, to play an 11:45 a.m. game against Section 6 champ Panama. And then if one of these teams were to advance to the state finals, it would be at 6 o'clock on Saturday back here at the arena. So in case you missed our game earlier, Cooperstown boys, previously undefeated, came in 24-0 today, fell to Moravia 55-48. So Moravia is going to move on. They play Section 5 champ Honeyoy here on Friday the 21st at 3:15 in the afternoon. And then the Class C boys final, if Moravia makes it that far, is at 7:45 p.m. on Saturday. So that's maybe the upcoming schedule for some of the teams that we covered here today. So Coach and I are going to take a break here on the Morabito Energy Product Halftime Report. We'll be back with the start of the third quarter from the arena in Binghamton on WCDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long.
and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties too. Call 967-3111.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Man, welcome back. Just to start the third quarter, Sackett Harbor brings it down, and they bang a three with Dylan Albert, and they immediately push this lead to 35-23. Here's Murphy trying to take it to the rim, and a good finish there by Ryan Murphy, and he's got 8 points, so that makes it 35-25. Morris has got to stay in touch here, Coach.
Yeah, nice athletic drive there by Murphy. Key for Morris is to get stops and then be productive on the offensive end.
Sackett Harbor to the high post. Pull-up jumper here is no good there for Albert, and a rebound here for Morris, and they need stops just like Cooperstown needed in the game before this. Murphy, a straightaway three, and that's off the back of the rim. They're coming right towards our cable here. Everybody appears to be okay. Hard hit there by Ty Turner, and Sackett Harbor the other way. They're going to lay it up and in. Albert with another bucket, and he's got 14. Coach has actually gotten up from our broadcast table to fix the rest of Media Row here, which just got taken out there by Ty Turner. Not the first time that's happened, Coach, but somehow we stayed on the air. Ball knocked out of bounds. No, stayed in. Kept in here by Sackett Harbor. As Sackett is going right to left on your radio dial. They got most of that table and not the one that we're directly at. Little take here for Sackett Harbor. Nice move by Jake Peters for his first bucket. And Sackett leads 39-25, and Morris is in trouble here with 6:15 to go in the third in the state quarterfinal.
They can't panic. So a lot of time left here in this game. One possession at a time.
Murphy gets a screen there from Carter Swayer. Murphy steps back, wants a three, hit the rim twice, wouldn't go down. Good rebounding here by Sackett. And they'll bring it up the floor in transition. And Spencer Oliva will come in, and he scores. Flips underneath the hoop, and we got a timeout to be taken by Morris. Oliva with seven, and Sackett has pushed this lead to 41-25 with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. We'll be back on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Just under 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski here at the arena in Binghamton. Sackett Harbor leading the Morris boys 41-25 with 5:50 to go here in this third quarter. Morris has the ball. They're in the white uniforms with the royal blue trim going left to right. They feed it to the near side here for Ryland Boss. And he got a traveling violation on Ryland Boss. And it's going back to Sackett Harbor. And tough times here for Morris early in the third.
Yeah, they're getting a little frustrated. In the last couple possessions, they really have tried to rely on the three-pointer. I'd like to see them take it to the rim, see if they can get to the free throw line, maybe score some easy points on the interior.
Sackett's to the right side, pumping it to the high post, pulling it out here for Spencer Oliva. Sackett Harbor going right to left. A little take inside by Oliva, and we got a foul here on Murphy. And Oliva's going to go to the line to shoot, too. Some more of our special sponsors today include Delaware National Bank of Delhi, DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, NYCM Insurance of Edmonton, the Gatehouse Coffee Shop and Mercantile in Morris, as well as Don's Dairy Supply of South Courtright. And so stepping to the line here is Spencer Oliva, the sophomore. He has 7 points so far here. Thanks as well for listening today on WCDOSports.com. It's brought to you by SFCU, as always. And our game audio archive, we record all these games. You can go back and listen for free on our game audio archive, brought to you by SFCU. First shot is good for Spencer Oliva. Just great balance for this Sackett's team.
Yeah, they've just got contributions from so many kids. I mean, almost every kid out there on the floor has done something productive for them here today.
Oliva goes 2 out of 2. Now he's going to go to the bench for a quick breather. And the Patriots are up 43-25 over Morris with 5:25 to go in the third. Mustangs will bring it down the floor here with Ryan Murphy, leading scorer in the area in the NateLull.com coverage area. Here's Ryland Boss with a step-back three. Missed that. Too strong. And a rebound again for Sackett Harbor. And boy, they're on top of things. Patriots spin move in the paint. Little up and under strip, and we got a foul here on Morris again, and the fouls continue to pile up. And that end of the floor still looks pretty slippery to me. I'm seeing a couple of different guys kind of skid along there as they try to make a quick stop.
That was really good patience there by Jake Peters. He got kind of stuck in the lane, and he pivoted, he head faked, did another head and shoulder fake, kind of pivoted again, finally got Carter Swayer off his feet and earned himself the trip to the line.
And Jake Peters makes the first shot at the line. Makes it 44-25. Second one coming here for Peters. And he settles in here at the line at the arena. Misses that second shot. And a rebound here for the Mustangs. Outlet pass here to Murphy. Murphy coming through. Kicks one out for Boss. Fadeaway jumper for him is good for Ryland Boss. And makes it 44-27.
You got a violation down here in Sackett Harbor. It's going to be white ball.
So Morris will get it back. What do you do, Coach?
Well, there was a Sackett Harbor player out of bounds, and he threw the ball inbounds to a Sackett Harbor player, and he was the one who was supposed to take it out, and then he stepped out of bounds. So it was almost like they inbounded the ball and then stepped out. So good call by the official there to give Morris the ball back.
Morris will get it in going left to right on your radio dial. They're in the white uniforms with the royal blue trim. There's Mustangs across the front of the uniform there. 4:45 to go in the third. Murphy trying to break down his man on the left side in front of the Morris bench. Murphy splits a double team, pulls up, and we got a push-off here down low, it looks like. No, okay, I was going to say they reversed this call here.
The official just pointed the wrong direction.
And the foul is going to be here on Dylan Aubert, correct?
Well, Dylan Aubert wasn't involved in the play, so that's the confusing part. Dylan Aubert was not even involved in the play. It should be on number 5.
Should be on Jake Peters. And they're going to figure all this out. Honest mistake there by the official. Pointed the wrong direction.
But they put the foul on Ethan Tracy, and I don't think he was involved in the play either. So it's just pick your number today here at the arena.
And the Sackett Harbor coaching staff is pleading that it should be on number 5 instead.
But they got quite the lead. I'd say, hey, let's just play.
Murphy to the left side is going to pull it out with 4.5 to go in the third. And a three ball here for Swayer is in and out. And a rebound for Sackett Harbor down the left side. Castine, who's got 9 points, is going to try to take it to the interior, and he scores. Nice move by Castine. And he's into double figures with 11. And Sackett Harbor leads 46-27.
Yeah, this Sackett Harbor team is very balanced.
Murphy with a pull-up jumper from the left elbow. It won't go. And a rebound here for the Patriots back down the right side of the floor. Castine. Little pump fake, gets into the paint. Castine taking over now as he scores, and he's got 13.
Boy, he's got quite the first step. He just head faked that three-pointer. That was just enough. And like, in the words of my friend Nate Lell, looked like he was shot out of a cannon to go to the basket there.
So Morris trails 48-27 now. Murphy trying to get down low. Knocked out of bounds. Looks like it might stay here with the Mustangs.
I think so.
3:40 to go here in this third quarter. Glad to have you along today. A frustrating second half so far for this Morris Mustang team, Section 4 Class D champion. And I think it's one of the curses of playing in the arena. It's a great venue. As Swayer threw it off the back of a Sackett player, tried to go up for the layup, lost control of it, went out of bounds, and it's going back to the Patriots. But again, we've talked about it a ton today. Playing here can be very difficult when you're not used to it. And I think Morris, that's played a factor today. Hanging in the air on a nice baseline take there for Spencer Oliva, and he's got 11 points.
And they got three guys in double figures.
Oliva with 11, Castine with 13, and Albert with 14, and Tracy with 9. And now here's a steal by Sackett Harbor.
So almost their entire starting five is in double figures.
Castine with the home run ball ahead for Tracy. He tracks it down into the right corner with 3:10 to go in the third. And Sackett will pull it out. And it looks like we got a timeout taken here by Sackett Harbor. Or are they going to sweep the floor off instead?
I think they're going to clean the floor.
The official blew that play dead. But yeah, they continue. They got towels. They got a couple of the mops out there as well, trying to mop this up in the corner. And so, yeah, they blew that play dead. Sackett is going to hold on to possession of it. With 3:05 to go in the third, it's the Patriots 50 and the Mustangs 27. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski here this afternoon, and we will be with you next Thursday for that Cooperstown girls game on Thursday. Boy, Castine just slipped up near midcourt as well. Castine to the left side, pull up for a long three, missed it, and a rebound here for the Mustangs. That's the first time I've really seen someone slip towards the center of the court.
Yeah, normally that's like a sticker when you get to the NCAA tournament thing, but that's painted on there. Nice hit for Carter Swayer out there on the right wing. Maybe that'll get Morris going here. They need everything they can at this point.
Swayer into double figures with 12 points, and Morris trails by 20, 50-30. Into the paint. Pull-up jumper here for Sackett. Won't go down. There for Oliva. And a rebound for the Mustangs. Left side for Swayer. Hanging in the air. Dishes one back out for Murphy. And his shot from the foul line is no good. Ball out of bounds. Going back to Sackett Harbor here with 2:20 to go in the third quarter. Patriots will get it back.
Good hustle there, though, by the Mustangs. They got the stop they needed. Just need to find a way to get that ball in the hoop down here at this offensive end of the court.
And so Castine will hand it in to Jake Peters, and he'll walk it up the floor.
Still have 10 minutes to go, so this game's a long way from over.
Peters to the top of the arc. Feeds Castine in the left corner. A three ball there off the front of the rim. No good. Mark Hoyt with a rebound. Here comes Morris again. Swayer for Murphy on the left side. He wants the three. Murphy's shot is no good. Rebound tracked down by Hoyt. And back out to Jonah Baldo, and they can reset. Swayer in the right corner. Trying to get it out of there, and he's double-teamed. Ball loose on the floor. Swayer's got it. And a timeout is going to be taken here by Morris. Jerry Joy bailing his guys out in the corner. With 1:50 to go in the third, it's Sackett Harbor 50, Morris 30 on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle.
And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. 1:50 to go in the third, and Sackett Harbor leading the Morris boys here in the state quarterfinals at the arena in Binghamton, 50-30. Murphy on the left side trying to direct some traffic. We'll pull it back out of this 60-second timeout that Morris took to try to reset. Murphy, left side, coming off of a screen. We'll dish one down low, five on the shot clock. Hoyt tried to toss it up, but it wouldn't go. And Sackett Harbor will get it back.
But, I mean, even something as simple as inbounding that ball, yes, it was from a hard location, but Sackett Harbor did a really good job. I mean, Murphy had to really work to get open. Sackett Harbor's defense has been very impressive today.
Sackett Harbor back across midcourt with their leading scorer. Marcus Castine takes it inside. Missed the shot hanging in the air, and Morris with a rebound. In transition, Murphy finds Swayer in the left corner. Swayer's three is too long. Hoyt with a rebound, got stripped. Sackett Harbor there, comes out of the fray with the basketball with a minute to go here in the third. Castine trying to take over. Finds a shot in the corner here for Oliva. Missed it, and then we got a whistle on the rebound.
You're going to have a foul on Jake Peters.
So Peters picks up his second, and Sackett Harbor going to the bench a little bit here. Connor Brown will check in, as well as Luke Peters. So protecting some of these guys with a 20-point lead late in the third quarter, allowing you to rotate some other players in.
Morris has got four steps in a row, but they haven't been able to put any points on the board. That's what's hurting them right now.
Yeah, Sackett's has really done a good job on defense. Swayer finds Murphy on the left side. Murphy fishing down low for Jonah Baldo, and he scores. And that makes it 50-32 with 30 seconds to go, third quarter. And Sackett Harbor will come across midcourt on the right side as they go right to left. Castine is there. Going to chew a little clock here up near midcourt with 20 seconds to go in this third quarter. Castine, left side for Jake Peters. And Sackett wants to play for the final shot here of the quarter. Shot clock and game clock are almost identical. Into the paint, Peters will kick it out. A three ball here for Sackett. It's too strong for Dylan Albert. And then off the leg there of Sackett Harbor on the rebound, so Morris will get it back. Looks like it went off of Jake Peters' leg down low. So Morris will have it in the backcourt with 2 seconds left. And a half-court heave will be short. So fourth quarter coming up at Sackett Harbor 50 and Morris 32 in the state quarterfinals here at the arena in Binghamton. We'll be back on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Man, welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter here at the arena in Binghamton. Morris boys down 18. They've had a heck of a season coming from the four seed in the Section 4 Class D tournament. I don't think it's the start of the season. Anybody pictured them here It's been a tremendous run for Morris. They got 8 minutes to try to crawl back into it here.
Yeah, just got to chip away a little at a time. At about the four-minute mark, you'd want it to be about a 10-point game.
So Morris starting the fourth quarter with the basketball, going left to right. They're in the white uniforms, the royal blue trim. Swayer to the outside, got stripped, but Baldo was there to scoop it up. Swayer on the left side. Double teamed, tosses it back over to the near side here for Jake Johnson. Down low for Levi Waffle. Back across, and his pass was picked off here by Sackett Tarver. They're looking to run with Dylan Aubert. Aubert stepping in. The shot, and he's fouled. And Aubert has really been strong since the start of this game. He's got 16 now.
Sackett Tarver just looks like they have a little bit more energy.
Aubert, when Sackett Tarver was kind of slow shooting the ball to start this game, he was the one that was the spark, and he's continued that throughout the afternoon. And this shot is up and good. He's got 17. And it's 53-32 with 7:20 to go in the fourth quarter. And now Murphy takes it to the teeth of the defense here, and he's fouled. And let's see if they call this one on the floor if he was shooting.
I think they got it on the floor.
So ball is going to be on the baseline here for the Mustangs. Carter Sawyer will do the inbounding to the right of the hoop. And Swayer will try to work it in. And it gets tipped on the inbound. And a steal by Castine. He's going to try to take it coast to coast and score. Castine now with 15 points. And boy, a lot of speed in transition there for Castine. A three ball for Murphy on the right side is good. And Murphy's got 11. That makes it 55-35 with 7 minutes to go in the fourth. Castine with a home run pass ahead. Sackett's into their own offensive end of the floor, going right to left. With 6:50 to go in this fourth quarter. And now a bump foul there by Carter Swayer back up near midcourt. 6:50 to go here in this fourth quarter. If Sackett Tarver advances, they'll be back here on Friday. Take on Panama from Section 6. Morris needs some Morris Mustangs magic at this point. Try to get back in this ball game. And we'll recognize some more of our special sponsors here the next chance we get. Castine with a pass to the interior, intercepted by Morris. Two on one if they can hurry. And here's Murphy in transition. We got a block. And Morris got that shot off with Murphy, and he scores from the right low block. So Murphy now with 13. He's going to the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. Some more of our special sponsors today include Marabito Energy Products, NYCM Insurance of Edmiston, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, as Murphy makes that shot to line. He's got 14 now, as well as Colonial Ridge Golf Course in Lawrence. That makes it 55-38. Mustangs trying to crawl their way back in here with 6.5 to go in the fourth. Castine back up near midcourt. Little killer crossover into the corner for Sackett Tarver. Now they'll feed it back out to Luke Peters. Now to Castine.
Sackett Tarver is just content to kind of run some clock each possession.
Ball gets tipped into the backcourt. Sackett Tarver chasing it back down. And it'll come back over to Castine. He's going to try to take it through. And Castine is fouled. Levi Waffle tried to take the charge. But Castine's going to go to the line. Coach Joy thinking maybe this was a travel right here in front of us.
It looked like a travel, but I don't think it was. I think that the Sackett Tarver player just did that choppy feet to kind of slow himself down. I think he did that before he touched the ball. But I agree with Coach Joy. It looked like a travel, but I don't think it was.
It was close.
It was.
But I thought maybe he did it too before he had possession. And again, a little break here while they go out and kind of wipe the floor down. And this is scary. I mean, there's still a couple more games on this court today. You just hope everybody gets out of here in good condition. So here's Castine at the line, and the first shot is good for Castine, and he's got 16. Aubert with 17, Castine with 16, Oliva with 11, Tracy with 9 to lead Sackett Tarver.
Very balanced.
And so stepping in at the line, Castine, second shot is good. 17 for Castine. And it's 57-38. Morris back down the floor, trailing against Sackett Tarver here. Murphy with a three on the left side. It won't go. Out of bounds. Going to stay here with the Mustangs as they trail, as I said, 57-38. here in the state quarterfinals. And on the baseline, this will be Swayer to the left of the hoop. He'll look to get it in. And back up top, looking here for Ryan Murphy. Murphy gets a screen from Waffle for Jake Johnson in the right corner. His shot, a little too strong. Rebound by Baldo. Back out Swayer. Spot up three for Swayer. That rattles in and out. And ball still loose on the floor. Waffle diving after here. Both teams scrambling for it. And we'll have a jump ball. Boy, good hustle by both sides.
Also, good hustle by the officials to get in there and make sure everybody was good. And both teams give them credit. Good sportsmanship. Playing hard, diving on the floor after the loose ball, but no extra whatever you want to call it.
No extra funny business there.
No.
It's one of those plays where you get tied up. You know, both teams really going after it there. That can be hard, as now the official's going to come out and wipe this floor down once again.
Hey, that's our rules interpretation guy.
Yeah, he was here sitting with us. Now he's out mopping the floor. We've seen coaches, we've seen players, we've seen officials, and all sorts of people wiping the floor down. But this is definitely something they're going to have to try to figure out before state's here next weekend, because this floor is going to get a full weekend's worth of action. And maybe they can get it down and get things settled before the tournament, give it a little more time.
I mean, especially if there's no other events in this building until next weekend, to just leave the floor down.
5:20 to go here in the fourth quarter, and a three ball from straight away here will not go for Sackett Harbor. Murphy slipped on that possession, though. And now they're going to have to come out and wipe this floor down again here with 5:15 to go in the fourth quarter.
And you just hope that this doesn't come to a situation where it's late in the game and somebody slips and falls when they have possession of the ball down there. Or
I was kind of holding my breath during the Coop game, and we did see Nealon slip a couple of times there, and I thought, you know, this just comes down to a final possession or something. That's going to be tough.
I mean, what if this was a two-point game?
Yeah.
Morris was ahead, and Swayer slips there and loses possession of the ball. Sackett Harbert gets it and goes in and scores. Now we got a tie game because of the floor.
Definitely a nightmare for the officials here, because there's not much you can do about it at this point. With 5:10 to go in the fourth quarter, it's Sackett Harbor 57 and Morris 38. Morris into the corner. Ryland Boss with a step back three. Can't get it to go. Rebound for Hoyt. And that's up and good there for Mark Hoyt. And that makes it 57-40 with 4:55 to go here in the fourth quarter. Castine steps through off the glass. Can't get it to go. But he is fouled, and Castine's going to go to the line. And two of your Sackett Harbor here, Coach, and you got a 17-point lead. Do you think maybe I got to get Castine out of there? Maybe I got to get Auburn out of there? Can't afford to get these guys hurt if you're coming back here in a week. And so Castine at the line, I know I'd be thinking about it.
Yeah, but you got to play till the final horn.
Got to play.
You said there's been strange things that have happened in this building. But no lead, I would say, is safe.
I might be trying to steal some time, maybe put it that way. Say, okay, we're up 17. As Castine hits this one, he's got 18. Can I sit him for 2 minutes here, a minute there?
Or you just leave him out there and you just kind of, I don't want to say hold the ball, but, you know, use your clock wisely and run the shot clock down.
Murphy to the right side in the corner. We'll pull it back out as Morris trails 58-40. With 4.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. Murphy with a floater in the paint. No, Mark Hoyt with another big rebound, and he's fouled. And so Hoyt, some height off the bench here for the Mustangs. And he's fouled on that rebound. Going to be on the floor. Morris will have it to the right of the hoop again with 4.5 left. We'll have our post-game show coming up after this with our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. We'll be giving those awards to our Morris athletes today. Here's Baldo with a pull-up jumper off the dish from Murphy at the high post, and it won't go. And it back down the floor for Dylan Aubert on the right side, and we got another slip here as Aubert was going to the line with 4:15 to go in the fourth. And on the baseline here for Sackett Harbor, they're trying to mop that up the best they can. That's the team's fifth foul, so Sackett's should be going to the line here. And Aubert will step in. So Aubert with 17 so far today, looking to add to his total. And Aubert's first shot at the line is no good, in and out. Again, cannot thank our special sponsors enough for their help yesterday with the two girls games that we covered and the two boys games today, as Aubert's second shot is up and good. 18 now for Aubert. Delaware National Bank of Delhi, a special sponsor, as well as Shenango Memorial Hospital of Norwich, as well as Lasting Impression Landscape and Excavation of Hobart. We'll be back at timeout on the floor. Sackett's Harbor 59, Morris 40. 4:15 to go in the fourth on CDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen & Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen & Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
4:15 to go in the fourth quarter, 59-40, Sackett's Harbor boys on top of Morris. And the Mustangs down to the last 4:15 of their season unless they got some Morris magic here. Murphy in the backcourt as Morris goes left to right on your radio dial. We'll bring it across the midcourt timeline. And they get a screen there, but Murphy can't get free. Sackett has done a great job, Coach, defensively stopping that screen there at the top of the arc, which tries to free up Morris. And then a five-second call here on Murphy.
Yeah, I thought they did a good job of that in the first half, too, of not allowing him to get dribble penetration, but they've continued to do a good job of keeping him in front here on the defensive end.
4 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Sackett's 4 minutes away from going to the Final Four. Traditionally a very strong program up in Section 3. And with the new classification, put them in a perfect spot to win Class D this year. Sackett's Harbor to the left side here with Jake Peters. They'll pull it out. Boy, and you still see some players slipping from time to time on this end of the court. A pass down low, and it's up and good there for Ethan Tracy.
And I believe now they have four in double figures because he was at nine.
They do. Tracy with 11. That makes it 61-40 with 3:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Murphy comes off a screen. Little dribble drive for Murphy. Lost control of it. He wanted a foul. Didn't get it. And a rebound here for Sackett. Back across midcourt. And they'll pull it back to Jake Peters. And Sackett's very content here to try to chew as much time as they can. 3 minutes left. Up by 21. 61-40. Sackett's here with Spencer Oliva. Back to the right side. And now to Marcus Castine. Castine slipped right in front of the bench. Ball is at midcourt. Scooped up here by the Mustangs. Bodies flying everywhere here. Finally, Morris has got it into the paint. Little up and under for Murphy, and he scores. And Murphy's got 16. 2.5 to go in the fourth, and it's 61-42. We've seen several players slip on the last couple of possessions. Castine's going to take it the length of the court. He puts it up and in, and he's got 20. 2:22 to go in the fourth quarter. Morris is going to take a timeout. With Sackett's Harbor up 63-42, we'll be right back on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Hi.
I'm Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery Enterprises. Excited to tell you that Waste Recovery Redemption is now open on Clifton Street in Unadilla. Drop off your refundable bottles and cans for quick cash. Groups and organizations can set up an account for fundraisers, and we also do bulk pickups and bottle drives. And if you've been wondering what to do with those personal papers you don't need anymore, bring them to Northeast Data Destruction for document and hard drive shredding. Both of these services available at 29 Clifton Street, Unadilla. Open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturdays 9 till 2.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
2:20 to go in the fourth. Welcome back. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. 63-42, Sackett Harbor boys leading Morris. Coach Joy is going to put in some of the reserves. Sackett Harbor, I'm assuming, is going to take some of these guys out here in the last couple of minutes, and we're seeing some more slips. As back in transition, Castine taking it to the rim, and he's fouled. Hustling back on defense there with Ty Turner. 2:07 to go. And stepping to the line is Castine. Castine with 20, almost right on average. He's got averages 23. But just too much balance here today from Sackett Harbor for the Mustangs to keep up with.
Yeah, and I think that overall athleticism, Sackett Harbor just kind of wore the Mustangs down today.
21 now for Castini. Hits the first one at the line. Mustangs putting in some of the reserves. If you're a Morris fan, you got to feel good because you're going to get a lot of these guys back next year if you're thinking about another chance at Tri-Valley or another deep sectional run. A good part of this core will be back in a Mustangs uniform.
Yeah, only two seniors on the entire roster, so a lot of pieces coming back.
Castine's second shot at the line is good. 22 now for Castine. Give a lot of credit to Morris. They lost to Worcester in the Tri-Valley League semifinals and really bounced back nicely for a great sectional run. Get their revenge on Worcester in the sectional championship game. Knocked off Edmiston, the one seed on the way. It's a very nice season here for the Mustangs. Here's Murphy floating in the air, and he hits. And Murphy's got 18. Makes it 65-44 with a minute 50 to go. So after this, if Morris does fall, our last local team will be the Cooperstown girls. We'll be down to one team on the girls' side and none on the boys' side, with Cooperstown falling earlier today to Moravia 55-48. Here's a take for Sackett Harbor down low, and they're going to go up and score here with Connor Brown. And makes it 67-44 with a minute 20 to go. Make sure you stay tuned for our post-game show. Give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose player, Spencer Oliva. Breakaway layup, missed that. Second chance is good for Connor Brown. Back-to-back buckets for him. Makes it 69-44. Substitutions to make sure everybody gets in here for the Mustangs. With 1:08 to go, Sackett Harbor will be back here in Binghamton next Friday. And good luck to the Patriots in that Final Four. Looks like it'll be a good one. With a minute to go here in the fourth quarter, it's the Patriots 69, the Mustangs 44. Mustangs come off of a screen, a jumper here. Won't go for Lucas Waffle. And a rebound for Sackett Harbor. With 50 seconds left. Patriot fans know they can book some hotel rooms and make the trip back down to Binghamton on Friday, and they're going to hope to play all the way to Saturday. Good take here for Sackett Harbor, up and in there for Nicholas Coco off the bench. Makes it 71-44, 30 seconds left. Waffle gets tripped up here, lost control of it. Sackett Harbor back in transition. They're going to go to Brown again and misses the shot. But a rebound for Morris for the last 20 seconds. And across midcourt here for the Mustangs. Down to 10 seconds left. They try to go to the interior. It's taken away. And Sackett Harbor will walk off the rest of this clock. 71-44. Morris falls to Sackett Harbor here in the New York State Class D State quarterfinals. We'll be back with the postgame show on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, is open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Sunday and is a great place for family dining. Everyone will love $2 tacos on Taco Tuesdays, as well as 75-cent in-house wings on Wing Wednesdays. Every day is a great day to order chicken gyros or the Bobcat Burger. And check out the local high school sports wall of fame, featuring photos by Jason and Ricky McPherson. Come enjoy Jerry's iconic hometown atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu. 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge. Jerry's is celebrating March with the Reuben Sandwich, available all month long.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney. Cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back one last time, 71-44. The Morris boys fall here in the state quarterfinals to Sackett's Harbor from Section 3 up in the Watertown area. A great season comes to a close. Kudos for Morris. Their first sectional title since 1975. Not enough today, Sackett's Harbor. Very good team moving on to the Final Four.
Yeah, Sackett's Harbor was just too balanced and too athletic. Real deep team there. They got a nice squad.
Yeah, they have four guys finishing double figures. Castine with 22, Albert with 18, Oliva with 11, and Tracy with 11 to lead the way there for Sackett's Harbor. On the other side for Morris, team best 18 for Ryan Murphy, 12 for Carter Swayer, 5 for Rylan Boss, 3 for Levi Waffle, 2 apiece for Jonah Baldo, Jake Johnson, and Mark Hoyt. Coach and I are going to give out our 3 awards, all to Morris players since they are in our coverage area. They include the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, top-rated by Forbes, and by the people who matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support our local high school athletes. We've decided to go with Carter Swayer here, 12 points for Carter. After a slow start, he really started to heat up there and was a key piece here for Morris today, as he always is.
Yeah, I thought he really heated up there in the second quarter. That kind of brought Morris back into the game a little bit. Unfortunately, in the second half, he just didn't have a lot of look, not a lot of scoring opportunities, but I thought all season he's been a key component of Morris's offense and was deserving of that award today.
Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local teams this season. We wanted to go with Levi Waffle here. Always plays so hard, gritty effort. So a great job by Levi for Morris to get the defense award.
Yeah, he always does all the things that don't show up in the box score. He's the one there, like you mentioned earlier in the broadcast, he's the one that is usually up top trying to set the ball screens for either Murphy or Swayer to get open. He's down there doing some of the dirty work, getting the rebounds, playing defense. So he had a nice season, nice to reward the senior for his efforts this year.
Lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO Brands, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to have been a community partner for over 75 years. We'd like to go with Ryan Murphy, 18 points today. He's our leading scorer in the NateLull.com WCDO coverage area. Nice job by Murphy, as always, just not enough today for the Mustangs.
Yeah, I think if you could venture into the Sackett's Harbor locker room,
and there was a chalkboard or a dry erase board on there, or wherever you could get your hands on their scouting report, it would have Ryan Murphy's name all over it. And I think their game plan was to limit his dribble penetration and make him work hard for all the baskets that he got today. He had a great season, like you said, first in the Nate Lowell coverage area for scoring. So nice to award him with an award again today.
That's going to wrap up our broadcast. And so the only team left in the WCDO coverage area is the Cooperstown girls that will be playing on Thursday at 6 o'clock at the Hudson Valley Community College. Coach and I will be there to bring you that. But again, I encourage you, I know we don't have any local teams left from our area, but come down to Binghamton next week to States. Get to see some great games here. Some of the best talent from all over New York State will be here. So make sure you stop down to support the boys' Final Four at the arena.
Question.
Yes.
Do the games start Friday, Thursday? When are the games?
For boys or
yeah,
for girls?
Boys.
Yes, boys will start. I believe boys are starting on Thursday as well. I don't have that right in front of me.
Okay.
Girls definitely starting Thursday. And I believe boys Thursday, Friday, Saturday as well. So if you need that information, it's all on the New York State Public High School Athletic Association website. You can go there. They have brackets for all the games. You just click on boys or girls basketball. Everything's right there. You can see rosters for all the teams. Very handy, but I don't have that exactly in front of me.
You can probably get tickets there, as well as probably a link to order tickets.
Link to order tickets. You'll definitely want to do that ahead of time. They will not accept cash at the door. So get your tickets ahead of time. Save yourself some time if you're coming down to the arena. So, Coach, thanks again as always.
Hey, it was fun. Unfortunately, neither Section 4 team came out with a win today in the boys' games, but as I've said many times, if you get this far in a season and you're playing in March, you had one heck of a year, and you'll be able to look back with fond memories of your high school season, and it might hurt for a little while, but you got nothing to hang your head about. You had a good year.
Well, I hate to correct you, but Moravia did win, so Section 4 is moving
on. That's right.
But so we follow Cooperstown,
our
coverage area not coming through today. So even though Section 4 won, got to cheer for Moravia from here on out.
Absolutely.
It was a tough day for Cooperstown. I know a lot of locals really thought this was something historic, 24-0, a team of destiny. But you just never know. Any given day, you run into a team like Moravia, that's how it can go. So.
And that's an honest mistake. It's kind of hard to figure out why Moravia, which is quite a distance from our area, is in Section 4, but Cooperstown is not. So just the way the lines are drawn.
And that's why we've always tried to give them some love since I've been at CDO. I said, you know, they're right over the line. They're so far from Utica and Syracuse. They weren't getting a ton of media coverage. I said, and they have great sports. I mean, they have taken us on some great rides in basketball, boys and girls, soccer, baseball, softball. I mean, they always have very good teams. So I said, why isn't anyone covering these guys? And so over the last 10 or 11 years, it's been an honor to get to know the Coop community, and they've been very good to us. So thank you to them.
And good luck to Coach Niles and the Hawkeyes as they travel to Hudson Valley on Thursday.
Yes, we'll be up there supporting them. Coach Niles, the Unitego guy, a lot of great storylines there. So we'll be talking about that all week as well. So, all right, that's going to do it. Morris boys fall, Cooperstown boys fall. But we'll be back on Thursday with that Cooperstown girls semifinal game. They have their hands full with Stillwater from Section 2, but we'll see how the Hawkeyes do. Big thank you to Craig Stevens and, of course, our in-game producer, Jim Tomeo, back in the WCDO studios. Careful with that weather out there tonight, folks. Looks like some thunderstorms coming our way around 6 o'clock or so. So be careful out there for sure. Keep it tuned to WCDO for the latest weather updates. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Law. We'll talk to you soon on WCDO Sports.
Great hits from yesterday and today. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.